Today's daf is daf Kuf Hey, and it is not a simple daf at all. So we'll try to take it slow and understand whatever we can. So the Gemara begins, we got to the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amar Beis, we got to the last five lines, the last word on the line is Bai. So Bai Rabbi Elazar, we've been talking about Parma Nisrafim, the Sirma Nisrafim that were brought into outside, and it's Mitami Begadim. So he asks the question, Bai Rabbi Elazar, Parma Nisrafim, Usirim hanisrafim. These again, these are karbanos. Just to remind ourselves, they're karbanos that are sprinkled on the inside, or they go on the paroches and the mizbeach haktaris, and then the remains are taken outside to be burnt. So, what happens if parma nisrafim usirim hanisrafim nishiyata rubo bimiut aver mahu? So, if rov goes out but miut aver, what does that mean? Look at Rashi in the bottom here, six lines up. Shiyata rubo umiut echad min ha'ivarim mashlim l'rubo shel behema l'tiyasa. So imagine, let's say, 50% of the animal is outside, 50% is inside. Then one of the limbs, let's say the leg, a little bit of it goes outside, so that makes a rove outside, but of that actual leg, most of the leg is on the inside. So 10% of the leg is outside, but now of the animal, outside is 51%. Inside is only 49%, but the aver itself is only is rove inside. So do you say the aver goes based on rove of itself, and therefore everything's really inside? Or do you view whatever's outside, the 10% outside, as part of the outside part? So Rashi, that's what Rashi understands it as. So the Gemara says, Amar ma samahu, hach miuta de aver, that little part, that 10% of the leg, that's outside. Do we say, basa ruba shadinale? But we go based on most of the leg, which is inside, v'halo nafkile. So in which case, we don't view the leg as being outside at all. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps, basa ruba de behema shadina, and we go based on most of the animal, in which, since most of the animal is now outside, so we view the leg as being outside. So that's the shiloh. So the Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious, de lo shafkinan ruba de behema, vazlinan basa ruba de varm. It's pashut that we don't go based on, we don't ignore rove of the animal and go based on rove of the aver. We say, no, you do go based on rove of the behema, and we view it as being outside. So Ella, what's the shaila? Shiyatza chetzio birov aver, and hai muta de aver baser rove aver shadinalo v'hanafik odoma baser behema shadinalo. So what's the question? So the question is, if half of the cow or half of the sire chetzio yata chetzio with rove aver, meaning what? If you look at Rashi, Rashi in the next page, three lines down, explains on Daf Kuf Hey, El Shiyata Chetzio Shapar Barov Aver. Bechatzia Par Yata Rov Echa Min Heivarim. So 50% of the cow is outside, and most of one of the Avar, most of the leg is now part of that. Vamir Bechatzia Par Shubifnim. So now you have 50% animal outside, 50% inside. Now a leg, so the leg is 90% of its outside, and 10% of its inside. But overall, 50% of the behemoth is outside, 50% of the animal is inside. So now, what do you do with that miut of the aver that's still, that leg that's still inside? Rashi explains, hi miut de aver, that 10% of the aver that's still inside, shenishar bifnim, basa ruba de aver, do you say follows most of the leg which is outside, sheyatza shadinale, havale kiman denafik, so that 10% of the leg that's inside, do we view it as being outside? Vishtakach rov behemah min b'chutz. And now that's going to tip the scale, and we can now at least visualize as if 51% of the animal is outside, where I say, no, odilma baser behemah, we always go based on rov behemah, and since there's 50% inside, 50% outside, we don't view the meat as going in or out, it stays wherever it is. Okay, by the way, this is not the confusing part, guys. No. So the Gemara ends up with a take.
Let's say, we're going baser behemah.
That's the shaila, not rove varim. Rove behema versus rove of that particular aver. That's the shaila here. Okay. So Gemara now says two lines down. Rabba by Rav Huna Masile, he had a shaila a little bit simpler to understand. Big gavra b'mesaskin bo. We're talking about the people. Do the people follow each other? Meaning what? That Chamisha b'nei Adam, let's say five people are being osek in the Parma Nisrafim, the Sirma Nisrafim, v'nafku tlasa v'pashulu tshrei. Three of them left and two of them remain inside. Do we say now, my, basa rov misaskim, do you go based on most of the misaskim as linam? Which case three of them are outside, so the two inside are also considered outside, and mitame begavdim, obasar behemas leandu go based on the animal, and it depends on where the animal is, nothing to do with where people are standing, inside or outside. And the Gemara says again, teku. Then the Gemara says, by Rabbi Elazar, parim usim hanisrafim she yatsu v'chazu mahu. Let's say they go out, the people carrying it, they leave the azara, then they come back inside. Mahu, what's the din here? Do we say kevin denafkelu itamilu? Once they left carrying the parim nisrafim, they're tame. Olduma, perhaps we say kevin dehader hader. But if they come back in, so then they become tahor again. That's a very strange shaila. If you look at Tosos, the second O. Odilma, Kaven the Hadr Hadr, Perish Bekuntris. Rashi explains, the Mibai Lai, Lenin Tumas Begadim shall Elu Shotsu. The people left, they begadim become Tame. If they go back inside, then they're Tahor. So Tosas asks, Vikasha, Atu Mechitos Azara Mokum Tahara, the Chaven Shinitmu, Mi Taharam? I mean, once they exited, so they begadim are Tame. So they walk back into the Azara is going to serve as a mikvah, it's going to be Matar the begadim. So Tosas doesn't understand what Rashi is saying here. But the Achronim explained is no. When they came back in, it was Lemafreya. It was clear that Lemafreya they were never Tamei in the first place. Not to say that they were Tamei and then became Tahor. If they enter back in, it was a Megala Lemafreya that there was never a Tum in the first place. So that's the Shaila. They exit and come back in. Is there going to be a din of Tumas Begadim on these people?
Yeah, so the parenthesis says that the carcasses of the animal returned. That's why he puts it in his own brackets.
Uh huh.
So the same, you know, that makes more sense. If they're coming back with the animal, it's not them, they themselves coming back in. Only then would be like a propeller.
Along with the carcasses. But I'm saying not talking about the tumma of the animal. It's about the tumma of the people and the begadim.
But the only tumma is taking out the animal. I'm saying right. They're coming back with the animal. So
correct. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel Toshma. Hayusovlin osan bimotos. Let's say they're carrying the parma nisrafim on these little sticks. Harishonim yatsu chutz lechomas azara. So the first people are in front. They exit the azara. Achronim lo yatsu. The people in the back haven't yet left. So the lacha is, says the Mishnah, Harishonim sheyatsu chutz lechomas azara mitamin begadim. Those who left already are tame. Ha'achronim ein mitamin begadim shiyatsu. Those who have not yet exited are still tahor. Now ve'isak adaitach. Came to Nafkalu Itamo, if you assume that the ones who left already are really Tame and they can't be Tower at all, so then Hanoch Diika Gavai Litame. So then the ones who are still inside should be Tame as well. As Ezra's pointing out, it's all telling where the Parma Nisrafim are. So if the Parma Nisrafim have exited the Azara and then they've been Tame, the people who are outside, so then they should have the ability to metame the people on the inside as well. And the fact that we're saying the people on the inside are still tahor, it must be that they have a chance. The ones who left can still come back in and still become tahor. That's what the Gemara is concluding. And why is this not true? Amar Avinu, Avinu says, but Tisbara, does that make sense? Does it really make sense that you could say this? That the people on the inside should have become tamei? It can't be. The pasuk says, "Haba ina v'achrei chen yavo el machane v'leka." The only time the people carrying the kohanim carrying the parma nisrafim, the sirman nisrafim, become tame, only if they exit the building. There could never have been a haba ina that people that remain inside the azara are actually going to become tame. So that can be brought as a proof about the fact that people on the outside are tame. And people are on the inside of Tahor, you could conclude something about if the Tamei people on the outside come back in, they can become Tahor also. No. If you never left the building, it's not a dinner of Achri Chein Yavu El Machir.
Wasn't that the whole question on the table, that three were out and two were inside? So we know, do we say that the two inside are...
Could be that there's an even number inside and outside in this case.
But right, still, he's a good point, though.
But then it's obvious that we're going about other people also.
No, but Rove would tell us that Rove would say, if Rove or the people are saying, Achrei Chein Yavol Machna, so then the right. Mir would go bust or the Rove. If there's no Rove, you would get one individual.
Yeah, let's say you have three outside and two inside. And
right.
You have, according to the chat, that it's Rove. Why would you say that the two inside, according to the
like any,
Torah,
like any,
you
no,
shouldn't say that the two
like anything else,
are,
Rove.
Are,
if I have a Rove of things that are us and things that are mutter, so everything becomes Aser now. because the roof tells me also.
I understand, but the Mishnah specifically says that those who are inside are tough.
That's what Adam said. There's an even number. There's no roof there. It's two and two. That's what Mishnah's talking about. Two on the outside, two on the inside. So there's no roof to talk about. Each one's viewed individually, their case. The moment you have roof, so just like the outside people are viewed as Achre Chen Yavol Al Machane, so to the people inside can be viewed that way. So then the Gemara says that can never have been a Shaila. So what was a Shaila? Rebbe Elazar Heichi Baile, what was the suffix? Kagon dinikite le bibakulse. Bibakulse is a strange word, but it means on sticks. So Rashi explained, you look at Rashi around 15 narrow lines up, dinakite le bibakulse, she'ochsim bimakelos, they're holding them by sticks, these parmenus roughen that are going out to be burnt. But om dimi bachutz lautim lacha shechazru, and they're standing outside to take them to after they go back, meaning what? Kim bai le, mi amrinan kevin shiyatsu chutz leazara, kol asukin ben, mikan ve'elech chutz leazara, mitamim begadim. O dilma kevin de hader hader, ve'adin afke, lo mitamim. So the situation is where they themselves, I believe, went outside. They're holding sticks, but the power is still on the inside. And since they're going to go back inside to, I guess it seems to retrieve the cow that's inside, since they're ultimately going to go back in, that was the Shaila. Okay. So that was the Shaila he was talking about. And at the end of the day, the Gemara doesn't have an answer for this either. Okay. So now that was confusing, but this gets a little bit more confusing now. Gemara now says, Taner Rabbanan, new Brisa, a new topic. The Brisa tells us, Parm, which are the Parm that we've been talking about, Parma Nisrafim, Para, which is the Paraduma, the Sari HaMeshalech, which is on Yom HaKippurim, the two goats, one gets sent off the cliff. These three, HaMeshalech, the one who sends off the Sar Meshalech, Hasor, from the one who burns the various karbanos we're talking about, the Paraduma, and Hamotzia, the one who takes them out, and these three people, Meshalech, the Sorf, and Hamotzin, Mitamei Begadim, that they're Mitamei the Begadim, people who carry them, burn them, their clothing becomes Tamei. V'hein Asman, the animals themselves, ain't Mitamei Begadim. If you touch them, so if someone else touches them, if I'm carrying the parm out, so my Begadim become Tamei. But if someone else touches them, so then that person's begadim will not become tameh. Only the ones who are osik in the mishalech, the sorfon, and the motzon. But the magel, the one who touches them, does not have tumas begadim. Aval mitamin ochen umashkin. So although these animals can be mitameh a person and his kalim, they can be mitameh ochen umashkin, food and water. So that's important to know as we go ahead. In general, when it comes to tumah, so there are basically two categories that are four. The Mishnah, right at the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, quotes this Mishnah. It's also Mishnah Maseches Kalim. That there are two categories. There's the Ochel Mashkin, food and liquid, which become Tameh very easily. It's very easy to Mimetameh them. And then there's a higher level, which is harder to make Tameh, is a man, Adam, and the Begadim, or Kalim, clothing. So although the Para and Parma Nisrafim and Sar Mishalech can Mimetameh food and liquid that touches it, it cannot be Mimetameh a person or a Kalim that touches it. Only the ones who carry or burn it are there going to be a din of tumas begadim. But simply touching them, if you're not involved in it, it will only metame food and liquid, not a adam and kalim. That's all divrei Rabbi Meir. He could put the category together, all together, the paraduma, parma nisrafim, and sar mishalech, all three.
So it's equivalent to rishon letumah.
Say it again?
It's equivalent to rishon letumah.
It's equivalent to av letumah.
Rishon
Tumah also is Metameh Ochlin, no? Ochlin, yes. Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. Avatuma is everything. And Rishon is Ochel Mashke, but
Sheni
not.
Sheni is also Truma.
Sheni, the Mishnah in. It's also Kudshim, I think. It could be Kudshim and Truma,
yeah.
And then another level. So then the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Chachamim Omrim, Para Uparim Metamim Ochlin and Mashkin, only the Paraduma and Parin Nisrafim have the ability to be Metameh food and liquid. A sirash mishaleach, sorry, mishaleach, ain't a matame, cannot be matame food and liquid. Why not? Shehu chai, vachai, ain't a matame, ochen umashkin. The difference is the paraduma, as you're taking it out, is dead. The parma and the srafim, as they're taking it out, is dead. So only things that are dead have the ability to matame things. But the sar mishaleach is taken out alive, and something chai cannot be matame something else. So the chachamim say that the sar mishaleach is different and is not matame ochen umashkin. So now the Gemara wants to understand the Brisa a little bit further. Bishma, this makes sense. The Rabbi Meir, Kidatani Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Meir is based on the following Tana that was learned in the base measures of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael as follows. Kol Zera Zeru, the Pasuk says. So this is talking about a nevel of a sheretz, the dead sheretz. It touches zera zeruah. Zera zeruah is referring to something that's food, something that seeds. So the lacha is that it becomes tummy, that zera becomes tummy. And the pasuk goes on to say, I'm reading the whole pasuk now inside, the chiyipal minivlasam, if a nevel of sheretz falls, I'll call zera zeruah, any type of seed, asher yizara tarhu, if it becomes tower. However, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, but if water falls on it, or any other of the seven mashkim falls upon the zera, and then nafal minivlasan alav, and then the nivlas sheretz falls upon the zera, tamehu lachem, it becomes tamay. So that's the dinah and the pasuk. So Rabbi Shmuel learns from this pasuk, how come it says zera zeruah? It really should apply to all types of food. Why zera zeruah brought as the example? So he explained, mazraim she'en sofan litame to machamura. So the zera zeruah can never become a high level tumah. Tumah chamura, as we said before, was like an ava tumah, which has the ability to be metame not only food and liquid, but even adam v'kelim. Zera zeruah, food, at best has the ability to be metame ochel mashkin, but can never be metame tumah chamura, which means adam ubegadim. So if zraim can never be metame tumah chamura, which means it can't be metame adam ubegadim, and yet tzrichim hechsher, it has to be hechsher, has to come into contact to water or other liquids to make itself susceptible to tuma. So af kol, so too, ask af kol shein tofu l'tama tuma chamura, any other food that's not going to ultimately have the potency to metame in a high level like adam and kalim, it can't be metame adam and kalim. It also tzrichim hechsher, meaning any other food to become tame has to first come into contact with the liquid, one of the seven liquids.
This is
Taya. Mechubar can't become Taya. Right.
Well, isn't that the Makor?
Yeah. But then he says, Yatsa Nivlas of Tahor, to exclude Olas Nivlas of Tahor. You have a kosher animal, and it becomes a Nivela, wasn't Shechta properly. So the Lachish is so fully Tame to Machamura. If a person eats, the Torah says, if you eat a Nivlas of Tahor, one becomes Tame, and the begotten becomes Tame when he swallows it. Not when he touches it, but when he eats it, when he swallows it. So that will ultimately become, have the ability to metame tuma chamura. The ein tzricha hechsher does not need hechsher, meaning a tuma nivlas of tahor. If it touches other food, that food does not need to become hechsher. So all other foods do need to be hechsher, but nivlas of tahor does not need to be hechsher to metame other foods. Okay. So. Okay.
Being in the base of
Bulia,
that's not a hechsher,
No. It's not one of the liquids. It's not mayim. So then the Gemara says, so where they explain, so now this all explains Shitas Rabbi Meir. How so? Because Rabbi Meir says, anytime something has the ability to become tumas chamura, it can be metame ochel mashkim. So since the sar mishalech, remember that was the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chacham, whether sar ha-mishalech can be metame food and liquid. So since Sar Mishalech eventually will be metame the Adam and Begadim who carries it out, who's Mishalech and who sends it off, so therefore Sar Mishalech has the ability to be metame food and liquid. That was the this was the basis. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael is the basis for Rabbi Meir. Ela l'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan e Islahu, the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, if they embrace this opinion, so then they should hold Afilu Sar Mishalech. Since Sar B'Shalech can be metame tuma chamura, namely Adam and Begadim, it should be metame ochel mashkim as well. V'lesle, if they don't hold of Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, so then it makes sense, well then it should be afilu para upara minon. So what's the source that even the paraduma and parma nisrafim have the ability to be metame food and liquid, even if it hadn't been hochshe yet? So that's the shaila. So this is a little confusing. I'm not sure if I quite understand this answer. You could certainly help me out if you have a clear art scroll. But Kiyasar Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he explained, Amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael as follows. The understanding of Tana Be'er Yishmael is really, Tzrichen Hechsher, Tuma, Mimakom Acher. So what does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi to explain this to us, Rashi says, it's around seven wide lines down the end of the line, it's two words, Amri b'marava, Tzrichen Hechsher, Tuma, Mimakom Acher. So Rabban hold of Tani Debei Rabbi Yishmael, but they understand him differently. Hold the Tani Debei Rabbi Yishmael Hachi Kamar. Kol she'ein sofa l'tame tuma chamura. Something that will not eventually become or have the ability to be metame tuma chamura, it tzarech hechsher tuma mimakam acher. It needs to become tame from another source. Shiyiga b'sheretz o b'nevela v'lo shi tameh me'elav. It doesn't become on its own right. Tameh needs to become tameh from some outside source. Aval mi shesofa l'tama tuma chamura. Something that itself will eventually have the ability to be tameh on a higher level tuma. Ein tzarech liga b'tuma. It does not need to touch something tameh. Umetame tumas ochlin me'elav kigon para uparim. Has the ability on its own to be tameh something. Aval chazi l'tuma mi'ez ba'alma ba'inan v'lo ba'li chayim. So, but it has to be itself roi to become tameh, and we never find anywhere else. We don't find anywhere where a live animal becomes tameh. So I think what he's trying to say here is that has to be that the only way that these animals, para, parah, nisrafim, sima shaleach, have the ability to be tameh, ochlim, mashkim, only if it itself is the ability to be tameh right now. And since the Sarmi Shalech cannot be Matame right now, in that it's a live animal, we never find anywhere a live animal is Matame, so it doesn't have the ability. Even though eventually the Sarmi Shalech can be Matame Tuma Chamura, in its current state right now, it, since it's a Chai, it can't be Matame unless something else touches it. Mitame, Matame, Mimok, Chichen Hechsher Tuma, Mi Mokum Acher.
I think it's even more. I think it's a fact that they generate the Tuma from themselves. Let's say, Ochlim Amashkim, they never generate. They never themselves can generate tuma. A behema when it's a nevela generates tuma. So the fact that they can generate tuma as a nevela, they themselves are generating tuma. But in the case of their chayim, they don't generate tuma.
Right. So it has to be the ability to metame something else.
Right.
So even
from
though
their own
from themselves. Even though
created tuma within themselves to be able to
right. Even though Sarmi Shaleach is so full of tame tuma chamura, it's eventually going to be tame the person who carries it, but vis-a-vis Ochum and Mashkin has to have the ability to generate tuma on its own right, and it doesn't have the ability to generate tuma on its own right, and since it's a live animal, and therefore it's not subject to the mitame Ochum and Mashkin. It's still a bit confusing though.
What did Rabbi Shmuel say before then? What are we answering?
Before they're saying, if it has the ability to metame something else, tuma chamura, even though it itself is not really something that's roi le metame, it still has the ability to metame ochel mashkin. So now Chacham is saying, no, we have to look not only at the ability for it to metame other things tuma chamura, we have to look at its inherent tuma. And since inherently the Sarah Meshach is alive, it's a chai, we never find anywhere where chai, behema chai, is metame, so we don't view as the tuma coming generated from the Sarah Meshach itself, in which case it cannot be metame ochel mashkin. Meaning the way I'm understanding this is that the din of tuma begadim, that the Meshach and Soref are getting tame, it's not really coming from the animals themselves. It's a special din that a person is Soref. So therefore, you can't look at, it's not the Sarmi Shaleach that has the ability to metame. It's a din. A person does a certain ma'isa, you do a ma'isa, then you get tame. But not because you've been osek, because it came from the Sarmi Shaleach. And since it didn't come from the Sarmi Shaleach itself, it does not have the ability to metame ochlin umashim. I think that's the lumnus that's going on.
Only
Sarmi Shaleach. Paraduma is dead, the Parmen Sofim are dead at that point. In which case, it does have the potential to metame things, since it's dead, it's in that parsha of being metame, and will in fact metame begadim ochum emashim. Okay. The Gemara now says, Boi Rabbi Elazar, Parm usir hanisrafim, mahu shi tamu ochum emashim bifnim kechutz. So we know when it left outside, so then we said that they have the ability to metame ochum emashim, but let's say they're still inside. So now, do we say it's mechus yitzir k'mechus ma'isa dami? Since it didn't leave yet, so it lacks the ability to metame. Oh, dilma lo, or perhaps we say lo, that even though it hasn't left the building yet, it's still, we don't view mechus ma'isa, rather mechus yitzir like a mechus ma'isa. And everything that needs to be done is done. Leaving is a very simple ma'isa. It's as if everything was complete, and it does have the ability to metame ochlin umashkin. So the Gemara says, "In Basar the Boy had the Pashiyaf." He asked the question. He answered the question. Mechutzer Yitzia, k'mechutzer Dami, Ma'isa Dami. In which case, it does not have the ability to metame Ochlin and Mashkim while it's still in the Azara. Next question. Boy Minei, Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Nivlas Of Tower Le Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, what's the din? Mahu She Tame Be Kezayis. Does it have the ability if a person touches it? If it's the size of a Kezayis. Since eventually we know Nivlas Of Tahor will be Metame Tuma Chamura, if a person eats it, he'll become Tame and the Begadim will become Tame. Does it have the ability if one touches it now, Ochlum Mashkin, is that going to be Tameh now? It's a Sofa L'Tameh T'Mechamura. So we know what he said about Paraduma, Paranisra from Siyam HaShalach. He says, since those are Sofa L'Tameh T'Mechamura, even now, if it's Metame Ochlum Mashkin. The Gemara wants to extend it. What about another example of where it's Sofa L'Tameh T'Mechamura, namely Nivlas Of Tahor? So Gemara explains as follows. It first qualifies the question and says, the machsel ara, if the nivlas of tahor is on the ground, lo tibar lecha. It was never a shaila, it's pashit, that it's not metame ochel mashkin, since it's on the floor, we don't view it, the potential of you eating it. It's too far away, it's mechusar maisadami. Denaki bepume, it's in your mouth, lo tibar lecha. That wasn't a shaila either, because, and let's say other foods in your mouth at the same time, if they will be metame it, because that is already almost in the state of it's not mechusar maisa. The whole shaila was ki dibar lecha denaka lebiyade. It's in your hand. So now the question becomes: is it mechusar kreva kemechusar maisa dami? The lack of proximity, is that the considered mechusar maisa or lo? It's so close to you. We view it as if it's in your mouth already and has the ability even metame ochlin umashkin now when it's already biyado. That's the shaila. What? Yeah. So the Gemara answer as follows: going to Amibes, Mechusar Kreva, Lav, Kimechusar, Maisa Dami. We don't view it as lacking, in which case, if it's Biyado, this Nivlas Of Tower has the ability to Metame, Ochlin, Umashki. So Esive asks the Gemara now, Shlosha, Sadavarim Nemu, Nivlas Of Tower. There are 13 things said about Nivlas Of Tower. The Mishnah in Taros in the first Mishnah explains, Vizeechamhem, and this is one of them. Tzricha Machshava. You have to have machshava in order to render it to davar achila, and they explain based on their gemara b'choros that since most people eat in the kfar, people would not eat nivlas of tower, you have to machshiv it to render it into a food. You make it into food by being machshiv it. But in the krachim, where people apparently in the cities would eat of tower, nivlas of tower, it already on its own is considered ochel. So we're talking about in the kfarim, in the villages, where people don't eat this. So you need machshava to make this into a davar achila. And then, vein tzrich hechsher, does not require hechsher, does not need to come into contact with the water, because we said anything that's sofa litame tumas chamura, something that has the ability to mimitame on a high level, like nivlas of tor, when it's mitame ochel, that ochel does not need a hechsher. So only something, just for example, sherets. The sherets does not have the ability to mitame begadim, so for sherets to mitame food, that food has to first come into contact with liquid. But since nivlas of tor can be mitame begadim on a higher level, if it touches ochel, that ochel does not need to be hechsher first. And then the third thing about it's mentioning here is umitame tumas ochlin kibetza. So this nivlas of tahor, firstly it needs a machshava to make it ochel. The food that it touches doesn't need to hechsher, and it's metame if it's the size of a kebetza. If it's a kebetza of nivlas of tahor, it can be metame food. Okay, so they explain here that the fact that they require a machshava here indicates first that we're talking about the food where it's not in the mouth yet. If the nivlas of tahor was in the mouth already, so then that itself is understood, that's food. That mice of you eating it makes it into ochel. So it has to be where the food's not in your mouth yet. But so your machshava makes this into a food. Okay, so now my lav is not according to Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir holds that when it's in your hand, so only if the food is the size of a kebetza does it have the ability of a metame. But if it's not the size of a kebetza, if it's only a kezias, so then we say it's not metame. So doesn't this prove that if it's in your hand the size of a kezias, we view that a mechusar kreva is kemechusar maisa? And we said above we wanted to know the shaila about a kezias of food in your hand. We said a kezias of nivlas of tahor in your hand, that kezias is a metame if it touches foods. Now we're saying, no, only if it's a kebetza. But if it's a kezias, so it's in your hand, it's not tame. Why not? Because it's not in your mouth yet, it's not food yet. And mechusar kreva, it's mechusar maisa dami. This is against what we said above. And where it says, lo, not true. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, even a kezias in your hand would become tame. You don't need a kebetza. This is according to the Rabbanan, who have a whole other pshat. The Rabbanan don't hold that sofa, the tama, tuma chamur. They don't hold like Rabbi Meir.
Okay, when it says the
No, I don't think so. I think we're talking about...
What's the Rech Hechsher?
No, I think the Chiddush is that the Nivlas of Torah has the ability Metame Ochel, even though the Ochel never received a Hechsher.
Because I was here to put it up. The Nivlas of Tahor Metame Ochlim Afal Pishehi Atzma Lo Hechshera Lekavel Tumah. Dehayinu Shelo Bahu Alei Amayim Velo Nagav Asheret.
Maybe you're right. Okay,
it would seem that it goes on the off, not on the.
So a sheret needs to become a hukshir for it to be metame.
No, the off wasn't touched by a sheret.
Yeah, because that's because it itself is a avatuma though. We never find that avatuma requires
it. It's not that the ochel that it touches doesn't need hukshir. It's that the off itself doesn't need hukshir.
Saying you did have me to think since Nivlas of Torah is food, it should become hukshir for us to be metame others.
Right.
Saying no,
I mean,
only
Okay,
could be right. Okay.
I might be wrong. I guess I
assume there's a davar pasher that anything that's avatuma never requires a hukshir.
Right.
And the lima we're learning here is that no, since it's food, maybe it does. Oh, okay. Let's see what it says.
It's considered to be a rishon here. It says.
Uh-huh.
Since the kosher bird carcass is an active avatuma that contaminates the person who swallows it, the carcass is destined to contaminate a severe tuma. As such, it's considered to be tumah zarishon, contaminated by the food.
Not an av. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Have a good Shabbos.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, so is it really true that the author of this mishnah is really the Shita of Rabbanan? The Hakatan doesn't say in the Reisha that tzricha machshav avein tzricha hechsher. The Reisha says that the Nivlas of Torah requires a machshava. It doesn't require hechsher at all, because anything that's so full of tamei tumah chamura doesn't require hechsher. Uman shmaslei haisvar, who holds that svar? That's Rabbi Meir. So the Reisha, Rabbi Meir, say for Nami Rabbi Meir. You can't say two different authors. Where says why not? Midei Iria, is there such a problem? How could you? So we have many places where one author is the first part and the other author is the second part. But then the Gemara says, tani seifa, but the end of that Mishnah tells us, shchitasa, milikasa, metahara, says trefasa. Let's say you have an animal that's a trefa, metrefasa, metumasa. So let's say you hold an animal to trefa. So if you shecht it, even though the animal can't be eaten anymore because it's a trefa, there's two dinim that happen when you animal's a nevela. When an animal's a nevela, you can't eat it, and there's tumah. When you shecht a normal animal, it becomes kasher, and it's tahor. But let's say you shecht a trefa animal. So you can't be kashered eat because it's a trefa, but shechita will still make it tahor. So what happens if you do a malika to an of tar? Will a malika have the ability mitayer as a trefasa? And we say it does have the ability. So who holds this way that malika also can be mitaheres? That's manshmasle haisvar, who holds a hold this way, Rabbi Meir. There's a machlok, is in daf samachtes, if you remember. Rabbi Meir is the one who held that it's mitame, it's mitaher rather. So Rabbi Meir is now the reish in the safe, and Rabbanan is the mitziasa. Reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir, mitziasa Rabbanan. In Reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir, mitziasa Rabbanan. In Achnami, the different authors of different stages of the mission. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Hamnuna le Rabbi Zeir, Rav lo teisev akrach ad amrs le haimilsa. Don't sit until you've told me, explain the following thing to me. Nivlas of Tahor le Rabbi Meir, according to him, monin lo rishon v'sheni o ein monin rishon v'sheni. That he holds that if they... The Nivlas of Tahor, even if it's only a kezias, has the ability mitame ochle numashkim. So would you now say that food that touches the Nivlas of Tahor, does it become a rishon and have the ability mitame something else as a sheni, or it doesn't have that ability? Ein monin rishon v'sheni. Samarlei kolheicha de mitame adam b'maga monin bar rishon v'sheni. Whenever something has the ability to mitame a person and his clothing, and then it has, then you start counting rishon and sheni. If it doesn't have the ability metame a person by touching it, ain monin bo rishon v'sheni, you don't count it. And therefore, since nivlas of tahor is not metame b'mage, it only has the ability metame ochen mashkin, but it can't metame an adam by touching nivlas of tahor. Therefore, we could conclude you don't count rishon and sheni. So if it touches, in other words, if nivlas of tahor touches ochen mashkin, only the ochel mashkin becomes tameh, but it cannot make something else tameh. You don't do rishon and sheni. So by minei Rabbi Zera, mi Rabbi Ami bar Chia, Amri others say Amri la Rabbi Avin bar Kana. Of the time that which the Mishnah says chiburei ochlin are the mashkin. Let's say you have two food items, two nevelos that each on their own right they have a small shear, each less than a kibetza. but they're connected through mashkin nechibor. There's liquid that's connecting the two pieces. So does it have the ability to chibor the tuma kala, vein chibor the tuma chamura? So the halacha is that when you have two nevelos, each on their own right is less than a kazayis, but a liquid is connecting them into a total kazayis, it has the ability to metame olchun mashkin, but cannot metame something tuma chamura like adam v'kelim. So now, do we say in this similar case, when it touches the food, in such a case of chibur, do we say monim ba rishon v'sheni? The food now is rishon and the metame is something sheni. Oh, ain ba monim ba rishon v'sheni. Amrlei the klal is kol heicha the metame adam monim ba rishon v'sheni. Ain metame adam vein monim ba rishon v'sheni. If ever the tumah has the potency to metame person and man and kalim, then you can't rishon v'sheni. But since this case, these two pieces of nevelos that are connected through chibur ayde mashkim only can be metame ochel, but not adam, so then you don't count rishon and sheni. The nevel itself is an avatuma, not a rishon. The avatuma, and it can only be metame ochel. Ochel becomes rishon, but it can't be sheni. It can't be metame into a sheni. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Yatsu Eilu Ve'Eilu, we said if both everyone left carrying the parman and stuff from the outside, so then everyone becomes tame. So the Gemara wants to know, Menon, Emila, how do you know this halacha that's metame begadim of those who are osik in it? The Tanur Abban and the Brisa tells us in Lahalan later on, with regards to the parkon Mashiach and the parim Dalvart, says, Hu Omer chutz lishlosh machnos, you burn it outside three machnos, which means outside of Yushalayim. Kan, with regards to the parim Akipurim, it says machna achas. You only take it out one machna. The pasuk says yotzi el mechutz lemachna v'sarfu ve'esh. That's in Parshas Achrimos. So by the par ha'im of davar and par kohen mashiach, it says three machnas, but par yom kippur it says only one. How do you render? How do you deal with this contradiction? So the Gemara explained lo melacha kevin sheyotze chutz lemachna achas metamim megadim. So we're learning that once it exits one machna, it becomes tameh. Where do you burn it? You burn outside the three machanos. So that's how you do it. One's talking about when it creates tumah, one's talking about where you burn it. So chutz l'machana achas, in other words, leaving the azara, that's when it's metame begadim. So then the Gemara says, v'higu f'minol, and how do you know that din itself, they have to burn it outside three machanos? So the Gemara says, Tanir Bar, the Braisa says, v'hoti es ka parel mechutz l'machana, you're supposed to take the parkon mashiach outside the machana. And it goes on to say, you take it to El Makum Tower, El Shefech HaDeshen. Fine. So, Chutz L'Machnos, you take it out, Chutz L'Shlosh Machnos. You take it out three camps. Gemara says, At Omer Chutz L'Shlosh Machnos, O Einu Ela L'Machna Achas. The Pasuk only says one Machna. It says Chutz L'Machna. How? Where do you learn three Machnos? The Gemara explains, Kishuhu Omer, when it says, B'par Ha'eda, it says another Mechutz L'Machna, Shein Tzarech Lomer. You don't have to tell me that. Because Sharei Kvar Nemar, the Pasuk says, Kashir Sarfas Parishon. You should burn the Par Ha'edah like you burn the Par Kon Mashiach. How come he repeats again, where is that Mechutz Machana? Tell me, Litain Lo Machna Shnei. You should really replace it outside two Machnas. And Kashu Omer, when it says that again another time in the Pasuk, Omer Mechutz Machana Be'adesh, and that's already a third mentioning it, Shein Tzarech Lomer. We don't need to know that. Sharei Kvar Nemar Al Shevach Adesh Yisarech. Already tells us, burn it on the Makum Adeshon. So the fact that we have three machnas mentioned all unnecessarily, litain lo machna shlishes, that tells me that's outside the three machnas. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day, a good Yom Tov, and a good Shabbos.